So, we really need to talk about this thread that is absolutely dominating Hacker News right now.
Oh, yeah, the whole Google anti-gravity situation.
Exactly. It's this massive clash between Google and the open source community. And honestly, I mean, it's kind of the perfect case study.
Right. It shows what happens when a trillion-dollar incentive structure just runs headfirst into user ingenuity.
Yeah. So for this deep dive, we are looking at this brawl, basically, between Google's new anti-gravity platform and this local open source tool called OpenClaw.
Because on the surface, I mean, it looks like a standard terms of service dispute, but really it's about the economics of intelligence.
Who actually owns the brain of your workflow?
Exactly.
So let's set the stage here. Google anti-gravity. I dug into this a bit, and it's essentially a fork of VS Code.
But they are branding it as an agentic development platform.
Right, so it's designed to be a manager, not just a text editor.
Yeah, it uses Google's Gemini 3 models to power this agent manager thing,
Yeah.
which is kind of like an inbox for code tasks.
It even has a built-in browser agent. Like it can surf the web to fix bugs for you.
Which sounds incredible, right?
Right.
But if you look at the user reviews, the reality is a lot messier.
Futuristic mess, I think, was the phrase I keep seeing.
Yeah, people are saying great concepts, but it eats resources for breakfast.
So typical beta software pains. But that resource heaviness is actually why OpenClaw became so popular.
Right, because OpenClaw isn't a cloud editor at all. It's a local automation tool.
It runs right on your machine, which ties into what people are calling vibe coding.
Vibe coding, yeah. That shift where you literally stop typing syntax and just start managing agents.
And OpenClaw has this appeal of local sovereignty.
Yeah, it creates this swarm intelligence right there on your laptop. Unlike a single cloud god mode, it can actually touch your personal data.
Like your old recordings or local files.
Exactly. Or even control local hardware like your Sonos speakers or your Tesla.
Okay, so we have Google's heavy centralized cloud tool versus OpenClaw's scrappy local setup.
But the spark for this whole blowup wasn't the tech itself.
It was the money.
The arbitrage, really. This is the crucial part. Running high-end AI models is incredibly expensive.
Like Claude Opus 4.5.
Right. One user on the forums actually called Opus the hungriest hippo. They burned through $50 of API credits in just 2 days.
$50 in 2 days.
Yeah, heavy vibe coding, but
That sounds
still.
a very hungry hippo.
Right. But to get developers hooked, Google was offering these top-tier models for free during the anti-gravity preview.
Or at least with massive limits.
Yes.
I see where this is going. Power users saw a buffet ticket.
They brought a cooler to the buffet. They realized they could just connect OpenClaw to anti-gravity's backend.
Completely bypassing the API fees.
Exactly. Routing their general personal automation requests through Google's subsidized compute.
So they weren't using the product as intended at all. They were just siphoning gas from Google to power their own car,
And Google definitely noticed.
which is where the huge backlash started.
Because instead of patching the loophole or sending a warning email, Google just dropped the hammer.
Users were reporting immediate 7-day lockouts.
Or even permanent restrictions on their Google AI Pro and Ultra subscriptions.
That is what set the forums on fire. People pointed out that Anthropic usually warns developers before cutting access.
But Google just bricked the accounts.
It feels super draconian for actual paying customers, doesn't it?
It does.
Right.
But it clearly signals their priorities right now. They have to protect their compute resources.
They don't want to retain power users who cost more in electricity than their subscription fee.
Right. And it brings up this huge trade-off. OpenClaw feels like magic because it's local and unrestricted.
But you still need a brain to power it.
And if you rely on a cloud provider for that brain, they can shut you down instantly.
We're moving from writing code to orchestrating agents.
Yeah, and if your workflow depends on an API, you don't really own your workflow.
It's the ultimate build versus rent debate, but for your own cognitive output.
Which forces you to ask, is the convenience of a subsidized cloud agent really worth the risk of eviction?
Or does this push everyone toward open source models running locally?
Where the intelligence might be a bit dumber, but no one can just turn it off.
Exactly. You really have to wonder if the future of development is managing agents rather than typing, are we actually ready to trust cloud providers with the entire brain of our workflow? Definitely something for you to mull over the next time you let an AI take the wheel. That wraps up this deep dive. Thanks for listening.